Welcome to the Lenovo Story Hub podcast. The topic for this episode is supercomputing. I caught up with Scott Tees, Executive Director of High Performance Computing and AI at Lenovo, to learn all about supercomputers, what they do, how they're changing the world, and more. Here's that conversation.
Hey, we're here with Scott Tees of Lenovo today to talk about high performance computing. Scott is the Executive Director of Lenovo High Performance Computing and AI, and we just wanted to talk with you today, Scott. Thanks for joining us. Learn more about high performance computing and what it actually is. I mean, HPC is kind of the acronym we use internally here. How would you describe high performance computing to someone that doesn't know much about it?
Yeah, sure. So high performance computing, it's a very simple concept. The concept is to take a task that's too big for a single server, a single computer to tackle, and break that task apart into small portions and give that small portion to multiple nodes within the overall system. And then each individual computer in the HPC system works on its portion, and then the answer is reassembled. So it allows us to take on very, very big problems in a very quick time. Again, problems much bigger than a single system could do.
Gotcha. So what does a HPC, what does a high-performance computer actually look like? Like, what's the system? Is it those giant rooms with a million servers, or just a big laptop? What are we talking about here?
Yeah, I mean, it could be anything. It could be one of our workstations, or it could be, like you say, a room full of servers. We have HPC systems of all different types doing all different tasks. Some of our biggest ones, again, it does take an entire room. They're liquid cool. They have, over 10,000 processors in them, and they are able to tackle, very, very large jobs. Things like understanding the human genome, or, understanding, the physics behind how the universe got started. Or they could be doing very simple tasks like a business task, calculating, the most optimal buy point for in a financial services company, things like that. Those can be done with relatively small numbers of systems.
So basically, what you're saying is an HPC is designed with a specific task in mind. I mean, when there's a system that your client wants, it's usually for one specific purpose. Is that right?
Each client's different. So we typically custom design or custom tailor the HPC solutions for each client. Now, a lot of these clients, especially our research clients or university clients, they do a lot of different kinds of things. They do everything from medical research to weather to oceanic science. So their system has to be multi-purpose, but each one of them is typically uniquely designed because they've got a certain budget, they've got a certain power envelope, they've got a certain amount of space, they have certain kinds of demands from the researchers that use the system, and all those things come together and pretty much dictate you're going to have to do something specialized for each user.
So of the Lenovo systems that you guys create for different clients, what makes them unique? Like what differentiates a Lenovo supercomputer from the next one, I guess?
Yeah, so, as I said, the idea of HPC is pretty simple. Take a big problem, break it into little problems, hand it to the different systems, and then reassemble the answer. That's the easy part. The harder part is how you go about that. What do the servers look like that you put these problems on? How do you interconnect the servers? What software? What storage? How do I feed the system? That's where some of the magic happens, and that's where the Lenovo team is really, really strong. We've got really knowledgeable experts in a lot of the specialty fields that our customers are, in. Again, things like weather or computer-aided engineering. We have specialists that are in those fields that really understand the workloads and then how to design the systems for the best possible outcome.
See, for me, that's the most exciting thing about supercomputing are the large problems that are really the biggest challenges and problems that humanity is facing. HPCs are on the forefront of that and enabling people to solve those problems. What are some things that you've seen different customers do that have been like, wow, with their systems?
Yeah, I find myself saying wow nearly every single day with what our customers do. That's why I think, me and the team are so excited about what we do. I think one of the best examples we've seen lately is probably Cynet. We just put a new installation up there a few months ago. It's the largest supercomputer that we have in North America. It's the largest supercomputer in Canada. And we've been able to design that system in a way that we can put nearly 50,000 computing cores on a single job. And the job that they're doing is mapping the ocean currents. And they're able to build such a complex model that they can predict localized tides now accurately because they've been able to apply so much computing power. They've created a world inside the computer almost as real as our own ocean. So it really gives us a deep understanding of how our oceans work, how fish move, how it affects our weather, all kind of things like that. It's really exciting.
Yeah, that's crazy. And when you start to think about all the large amounts of data that a problem like that, I mean, must require. I mean, that's why you need a supercomputer, right? I mean, it's just so many data points and so many. It's not just one problem. One big problem consists of just thousands of little problems, like you said, right?
Yeah, it is. It definitely is. The amount of data that these computers generate themselves and the amount of data that they've got to be fed to actually get any kind of outcome is a big portion of the budget. In figuring out how you design that storage system and the network to feed the servers is part of the magic of what the Lenovo team does so well.
I see. So obviously technology, we're always thinking about the future. That's part of the fun part about being in tech. And supercomputing, obviously there's a lot of crazy stuff happening right now, but you've been in the industry for a while. Where do you see, what's the path forward for HPC computing?
Yeah, I think there's probably two big things that I think we're working on. One is the integration of AI into HPC.
Okay.
The HPC centers already have big data. They've got fast networks. They've got a lot of computing. Now it's time for us to take all that and apply AI capabilities to it. So that's one aspect. The other is our supercomputers today are measured on something called a petaflop, which is a certain amount of computing. It's actually a number of calculations per second. A petaflop is actually equal to a quadrillion. So most people don't.
Okay.
Yeah, most people don't know what a quadrillion is. So it's actually 1,000 trillion.
Okay.
Which is still hard to understand. So another way to think about a petaflop is it's 10 with 15 zeros after it.
Goodness.
That's what we measure supercomputers on today. The next big step is going to be exascale or exaflop computing, and that's going to be 1,000 times more powerful. So you can imagine the kind of problems we can attack once we have that sort of capacity and that capability.
And is that like years away or?
A couple of years. 1 to 2 to 3 years away. I think we'll start seeing our first exascale systems, and we're investing in that now.
So back to the innovation part of it and a little bit about the future part, this is really the kind of the cutting edge of computing technology, HPC is.
Mm-hmm.
What kinds of minds and people and skills work on these systems? I mean, you've got the business side, but you've got scientists and engineers, I imagine.
Yep. Yeah, so one of the things that excites the HPC team is we do feel like we're working on things today in the HPC community that will make their way out to be broad in the enterprise, you know, in a few years or a decade. We're really proud of that. The kind of people that are on the team, really varied. As you said, we do have kind of business leaders, business development leaders. We have a lot of architects. You can imagine when every one of these systems is unique, you've got to have people that architect them. We have a lot of people that do architecture. One of the other things that makes us unique is we've invested in deeper vertical skills. So we have people on our team that understand things like higher education, what they're doing with HPC, weather, as I mentioned earlier, oil and gas, life sciences. These are the areas that have a unique need, and the reason we invest in those verticals is we need to know how to apply the technology so they can get the best use from it, and that's why we do a lot of that type of investment. For us at Lenovo, we're probably about 150 to 200 person team globally across all different organizations from supply chain to services to finance to sales to development that do HPC. We come together under a common mission. We kind of act as one team.
Really exciting stuff, Scott. Thanks for taking the time.
My pleasure.